This is Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Next up, we've got an update on work to tackle road congestion in the Harrogate and Knaresborough areas. County Councillor Don McKenzie has been telling us about some of the schemes which are planned.
We have work coming up with the Bond End Junction improvements. Just to remind listeners, Bond End is an air quality management area, one of two in Knaresborough, the older of the two. And North Yorkshire County Council, working together with Harrogate Borough Council, who are the air quality authority, we are working on making improvements to traffic arrangements at Bond End, which is an historic junction, unsuited really to 21st century traffic conditions. The proposal is to bring about changes to traffic management which reduce the amount of standing traffic, just to make traffic go rather more quickly through that complicated junction without standing at red lights for long periods, because idling engines, especially idling diesel engines, are particularly bad for nitrogen dioxide emissions. And it is on the level of nitrogen dioxide that the air quality management difficulties arise in that location.
And also another ongoing project is a relief road for Harrogate. Just remind us a bit of the background of this.
Yes, well, the relief road proposals are also linked to a certain extent with Bond End, because the whole idea of a relief road, we haven't yet decided whether a relief road is the answer to Harrogate and Knaresborough's congestion problems, but certainly that is one of the first questions that the steering group will seek to find an answer to. But the proposal is to, if we do consider that improvement in Harrogate's highways infrastructure is the way to go, we have to decide on a routing for the Harrogate Relief Road, and no doubt part of that decision-making process will be which of the options we have has the greatest effect on existing traffic levels and future traffic levels on our current highways network. The difficulty with areas like Bond End is that traffic coming through Knaresborough towards Harrogate has very few options. We want to provide other options which will give at least some of that traffic another way of travelling from one side of Harrogate Knaresborough to the other.
So with the Bond End scheme, what's the timescale for that?
The steering group is meeting in the next couple of weeks and they will look at the officer's proposals in the light of a very full public consultation that took place earlier this year. And the timetable from there will be that the steering group will agree amongst themselves a preferred option to put to the corporate director at North Yorkshire County Council in consultation with myself and my colleague Andrew Lee at the Business and Environmental Services Executive. And we then hope to proceed with that agreed scheme, starting work as soon as November, and having the whole lot completed within a few weeks.
One of the many things that people have issues with, particularly in Harrogate, is the traffic lights and how they operate. Just tell us about what's being planned on Ripon Road specifically.
Yeah, we are about to make a substantial investment. North Yorkshire County Council will make a substantial investment in a particularly congested area of town, which is the complicated junction at the bottom of Ripon Road, Parliament Street, Crescent Road and King's Road, and then junctions linked to that where there are currently traffic lights, which is a bit further up the hill on Parliament Street with Oxford Street, and then the junction at the confluence of King's Road and Cheltenham Crescent. We're seeking to erect brand new state-of-the-art traffic signalisation at that junction, smart traffic lights, which have better detector systems and will enable the traffic lights to respond much more quickly to current traffic levels and not simply have timed red and green periods, which are not responding to actual needs of traffic. So it's an investment that we believe will make that complicated series of junctions much more efficient, reduce the problems of air pollution, and indeed make traffic flow much more quickly and efficiently through Harrogate Town Centre.
And just looking at the junction of the A59 and the A1M at Flaxby, just tell us what's going on there.
This is junction 47 of the A1M and is, of course, the location for quite a lot of current and future expansion. Just to remind listeners, it is an area where there has been at least one planning application for residential development. But just 2 weeks ago, Harrogate Borough Council's planning committee gave planning permission to a green industrial site to the south of the A59, adjacent to the junction 47, which will see 40 acres of arable land converted into a modern, up-to-date, green industrial area. But of course, any development like that brings additional highways requirements, and North Yorkshire County Council had already set aside some £3.6 million to improve the roundabout, which is currently the junction between the A59 and the A1M, and those improvements included widening of the lanes, widening of the access roads, and putting in traffic lights. With this new permission, our officers are speaking with the developers because further improvements are called in accordance with the permission, and we're hoping then to run those two sets of upgrades for that junction together. This will bring about traffic lights, and I've just mentioned earlier that occasionally traffic lights cause problems in terms of stopping traffic, but certainly this is becoming an extremely difficult junction, and we felt we just couldn't leave it to roundabout conditions. We had to bring in some additional traffic management measures.
One other important highways-related issue at the moment is a consultation on permit schemes for utility companies. Just explain about that.
Yes. Currently, if a utility, that is, you know, a gas company, water company, cable company, electric company, wishes to excavate on the public highway, all they have to do is notify the Highways Authority, which is North Yorkshire County Council, before they start their work. They do, of course, agree timetables and this sort of thing, but I get increasing amounts of complaints from residents who see traffic management in the form of traffic lights, for example, or lane closures brought about by utility companies, and no work is taking place. This is particularly annoying for the travelling public, and frankly, I find it annoying myself. In addition to that, quite often these works take longer than originally planned. So what we intend to do, and we're consulting with utility companies on this at the moment, over the next couple of months or so, we're thinking of introducing a permit scheme, which means that no longer do utility companies have to simply notify the Highways Authority, but they have to purchase a permit to work on the highway from us. And that new scheme is designed, therefore, to give us a bit of extra funding so we can monitor more closely the works of the utility companies and ensure that they keep much more strictly to the guidelines of their permit. And if they fail to meet the permit requirements, then additional financial penalties could be brought about. So we're trying to develop a system that works for everyone very well. It enables North Yorkshire County Council to be able to monitor the situation much better with dedicated staff. On the other hand, it gives utility companies great motivation to complete their works on time and not delay the travelling public unnecessarily.